much. Since George Osborne announced cuts in public spending last year, we've heard a lot about how life is going to get harder for the middle classes. And on Wednesday, with the start of the new financial year, those measures will become reality. National insurance will rise, more people will pay higher rate tax, benefit increases won't be as generous, and child benefit will be frozen. All on top, of course, of rising prices. Well, the group least able to cope with these straitened times has come to be known as the squeezed middle, a phrase coined by Gordon Brown in 2009. He described them as the hard-pressed, hard-working majority, the person with a trade, the teaching assistant, the police officer, the millions of people whose efforts, no matter how extraordinary, don't always yield the highest rewards. Well, over the next few months, The World Tonight will follow three families who fall into this group, tracking how public spending cuts, the rising cost of living and the recovery from recession will affect them. Our reporter, Charlotte Ashton, starts in Oldham.
Just going to have a walk into the centre of Leeds.
We're going in the path.
We'll go down the path. We'll take the scenic route.
Used to be the old railway line. Trains used to come out where down here, right into Oldham and Manchester.
We moved house about 3 weeks ago, still in the Oldham area, but we've moved from Greenacres to Springhead, and it's a much nicer area up here. Definitely an improvement.
Meet Holly and Gary Mooney, born and bred in Oldham. Holly is 25 and works for the local council processing benefit payments. She's been on maternity leave for 8 months following the birth of their first child, daughter Emily. She earns £16,000 a year. 39-year-old Gary is unemployed. He lost his job as a carpenter and joiner 3 months ago.
Politicians talk about this squeezed middle group. Do you recognise yourselves as that group?
In some respects, yeah, but you just have to get on with it, don't you? People make decisions and we just have to live by them, so to speak.
And this Alarm Clock Britain description, Nick Clegg described it as people who want to get up and get on. Is that you, Gary?
I'd say so, yeah. Getting a job, yeah, and getting my finances back on track.
Do you ever find that you've spent more money each week or each month than you've got coming in?
Yes. All the time.
Yeah.
I'm always borrowing off the money.
So anything else that you would regularly...
Catherine Green from the independent think tank The Resolution Foundation will be monitoring Gary and Holly's finances for the rest of the year. She's tracking the squeezed middle, people on anything between 12 and 48,000 a year, depending on how many children they've got.
Do you normally have money left over?
No, never have money left over.
When Holly returns to work, she'll be earning about £16,500 a year. With tax credits on top, that makes her household income around £20,000 a year, which is towards the lower end of the group. I think one of the biggest challenges for Holly and Gary is simply that it doesn't add up at the minute. What they're getting into the house in terms of income is a lot lower than what they're spending. Their mortgage is about £350 a month, but they're also spending a relatively large chunk of their income on keeping a car, so about £200 a month, including insurance.
I'd be lost without my car. Just more convenient with having a small child. Obviously, getting on the train or a bus with a pram and a load of stuff is hard work.
So it's a luxury?
It's a luxury, really. But to be honest, public transport is quite expensive at the moment anyway, so I probably wouldn't save that much money by getting rid of my car and getting on public transport. It's £4.50 a day for the bus, just to get to work and back, and I only work 10 minutes down the road.
Could you walk?
I could, but I wouldn't. When would I have the time to do all the rest of my jobs?
When you get back to work, will you have enough money? Will things be much more comfortable?
I'm hoping so. They can't be any worse than they are at the moment.
Overall, it is definitely likely that Holly and Gary will have less income this year than they had last year. Holly and Gary will benefit from the increase of £1,000 to the personal tax allowance, but at least to some degree that will be offset by reductions in their tax credits. Added to that, of course, we're seeing continued increases in the cost of living. Holly's due to go back to work in about 6 weeks, and at the minute Gary can look after their baby, but obviously Gary is looking for work, and one of the biggest challenges about that is they will need to find childcare. From this month, the amount of childcare costs that are compensated through tax credits will change. At the minute, families can get up to 80% of their childcare costs compensated by the government, and that's due to reduce to 70% from this month.
£100 a week, so that's £30 a week I've got to find, whereas before it was only 20.
Would you say it's kind of borderline as to whether it's even worth you both working?
Yes, it would be.
Childcare for Emily would cost the Mooneys £100 a week. Gary used to bring home £200, but finding work is proving difficult. Gary takes refuge in his dart.